Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Now, stress urinary incontinence is a condition that can affect up to one in two women at some stage in their lives. It involves the involuntary leakage of urine and can have a huge impact on how women conduct their daily lives. Experts say that for some women who are severely affected, the best treatment option can be vaginal mesh surgery. But this surgery for stress urinary incontinence has been on pause in Ireland since 2018. And this means that women who want to undergo this surgery are on a waiting list or are travelling abroad to have the surgery in another European Union country. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking with some of those women, and Una is with me now. First of all, Una, you might remind us of the background to this pause on mesh surgery.
Yes, well, first of all, stress urinary incontinence, or SUI, can affect many women after pregnancy or childbirth, and the severity of that is on a spectrum. It involves leaking of urine when there's some kind of exertion, like coughing or jogging, in some cases even walking. Now, mesh is a weave of a suture material, and in vaginal mesh surgery for SUI, a narrow strip of it is inserted under the bladder as a sling. One patient described it to me as it acting like a seatbelt under her bladder that then takes the impact of exertions like running that her body can't take anymore. Now, in 2018, the HSE paused all urogynecological mesh procedures. There had been reports of complications for some women in the use of transvaginal mesh for treatment of pelvic organ prolapse and SUI, and some women were reporting chronic pain and life-altering complications. Now, Simon Harris was Minister for Health at the time. He asked the Chief Medical Officer to prepare a report on this. The CMO was Tony Houlihan then, and he asked the HSE to pause all mesh procedures and advised that it should stay in place until 19 recommendations in his report had been fulfilled. In 2023, the HSE set up an oversight group to examine whether the recommendations have been fulfilled. This includes things like only subspecialty surgeons doing the surgery and a national register of all mesh implants. And that report has now been with the Department of Health for more than a year. Now, there are hundreds of women who have reservations about the pause potentially being lifted. Mesh Survivors Ireland and Mesh Ireland represent around 800 women. And on the 1st of July, they held an information session in Leinster House to outline their concerns to TDs. And we spoke to some members of that group on this programme on the 1st of July and a solicitor working with them. The women described how in many cases they felt they were not properly informed of potential complications prior to their surgery and described injuries that have left them in debilitating pain and with symptoms which have in some cases contributed to destroying livelihoods and relationships. But some women say the pause should be lifted to give them the choice of whether they want this surgery or not. Liz Lenehan from Cork is one of those women. After she had children, she suffered from stress urinary incontinence that has gotten progressively worse over 15 years. And she says it's so severe she went from being a marathon runner to giving that up entirely. She's also a mature student in college, but she says her condition leaves her paranoid and embarrassed around other students on campus. She says she's tried many other interventions and has come to understand that mesh surgery for her is likely the only thing that will improve her condition. Liz says she's fully cognizant of complications suffered by other women, but she still wants access to the surgery.
I'm on the waiting list now for 5 years. And my symptoms are just getting worse and worse. Like it's got to the point where if you're like you have a constantly have a pad on, like there's times where I've had like blisters on my vagina from the rubbing of a wet pad against my skin. You know, it's just like I always say this issue is causing more of an issue to my daily life than having breast cancer ever did, you know.
And Liz, are there any other treatment options available to you at all?
I've pretty much done everything I've done. I've gone getting urodynamics done. I'm with the pessary clinic in Cork every 6 months. I did physiotherapy in the Cork Maternity Hospital. I've had a machine that I insert it into my vagina to try and stimulate the pelvic floor muscles. I've tried absolutely everything, and I don't really think that it's fair that they're telling me what I can and can't do about my body.
And so, Liz, you feel that you are fully informed about any potential risks or
Absolutely.
complications, but you still want to go
Absolutely.
ahead with it?
I do still want to go ahead with it, and I don't want to leave the country, you know. So I know the risks. I'm still willing to take the risk because I just need something to help to end this. The other side of it is I've had conversations with women who've had a successful surgeries and how life-changing they have had. They feel like they're back to their old self again, and they're able to dance and they're able to jump around with their children, and I don't have that. I couldn't. I love dancing. I can't. I know if I'm out on a dance floor anywhere, I'm going to be drowned. I'm going to be soaked to the skin, and there's going to be a smell off me for the night, you know. So
Some women have gone abroad for this surgery, but you don't want to do that. You want to access this treatment in Ireland.
it's not only that I don't want to do it. My issue is I can't afford it. I'm in college. I have my oldest child is in college. We have enough trying to pay college fees. I can't afford it. Like they're saying that the HSE covers. Well, one lady that I spoke to ended up saying that even though the HSE cover the cost of the surgery, they don't cost the price of the flights over and back for consultations. They don't c cover the price of the hotel that you have to stay in during those consultations. Like, I don't have 5,000 euros to throw at this. And why should I have to? This should be something that's available to women in Ireland. I feel like angry that this choice has been taken away from us.
My goodness, the impact this is having on Liz's life is absolutely shocking as she's laid it out there. It's Liz Lenehan. Anuna, Liz said she doesn't want to travel abroad for surgery, but some women are going down that route, aren't they?
Yes, in other European countries, mesh surgery for treating stress urinary incontinence wasn't paused. Now, in some but not all cases, the operation can be covered by the treatment abroad scheme. The HSE says that so far, this has been fewer than five patients at a cost of almost 14,000 euros to the HSE. But some women are paying out of their own pockets for surgery abroad. Una McCormick from Dublin suffered from SUI since 2009. She says she exhausted all other options of treatment, and despite being fully aware of reports of complications in some women, she wanted the surgery. But then the pause came in, and she said she was left with no options. Una says it had a devastating impact on her life.
People have no idea of just how much incontinence affects a woman's in their life. It affects every facet of their waking day, from the clothes they wear to the colour of clothes they wear, to whether they will go to places where there are toilet facilities, to whether they will get up and dance at that wedding or not. And it has rendered many, many women invisible in their own lives. They become a shadow of who they formerly were.
So this was 2018. You were prepared, you'd consented to getting this mesh procedure,
Yes.
you were preparing for it, and then in 2018 there was a pause in Ireland on these surgeries.
Yes. I was discussing this. I was having meetings with my surgeon at one of my appointments, and I practically begged him, and I said to him, please, can I have this surgery? My body is deteriorating. It's my incontinence is a lot worse than it was. I was told that my surgery could not go ahead and that I just had to wait until a pause was lifted, and that the only option for me was to continue wearing pads and just to continue as I am. I was left with absolutely nothing, as were the thousands of other women in Ireland nationally who wanted these surgeries, and we wanted these surgeries because we needed these surgeries to go ahead. And I just felt utterly, I remember being devastated by the decision. I really, really was.
And then in your case, you decided to start looking at treatment options abroad.
Yes. By 2022, I was just really, really brokenhearted at this stage. And because I speak Spanish, I decided to look at Spain. So I went all at my own cost. In 2023, I decided to look at three hospitals privately. I wasn't going to try go on the treatment abroad scheme. I just felt I didn't have time anymore for that. So I had to go and find out for myself where I could get this surgery. It was never banned in Spain, so it was always available in the public hospitals as it was in Italy and Holland and Poland. And so I went to three hospitals and I settled on one. And that was Hospital Robert International. And I spent 15,000 euros of my own money having to fix my own body and have the surgery in Spain to fix my stress urinary incontinence. And I shouldn't have been forced to do that, to go abroad and seek the compassion of another country's healthcare system in order to fix my body. And what really angers me about this decision is not just the cost to me, not just the fact that information could have been lost in translation, because despite the fact that I could speak Spanish, I don't have fluent Spanish. Essential information can be lost in translation by a woman being forced to have to go abroad to a non-English speaking country to have her body fixed. Then there is the risk of thrombosis on the flights back. Because if you're up at high altitude and you're shortly after surgery, you risk blood clotting. And the reason I want to see this through till the end, so that all of these procedures are restored for women, is that since my surgery, which was a resounding success in my case, I can run, I can jog, I can dance with no issues whatsoever. My incontinence has gone from being the thing that was affected my every waking day to something I no longer think about. It's just gone. But what really, really upsets me now is the fact that since my surgery, I have had an average of three women a month contact me looking to ask me what I did in order to fix my body and can I give them the information. Now imagine that this is how we are doing healthcare in Ireland in the 21st century, that women are having to go through the back door to a non-medical person like me to seek help in fixing their bodies because they are so desperate to fix their bodies and they are at their wit's end with their incontinence and how their incontinence has prevented them living the fullest of their lives. I needed this surgery and women had to have been allowed to make that decision for themselves and they have to be allowed now to make that decision for themselves as to what risks they are prepared to take to fix their bodies. That decision has to lie with a woman who is fully informed of all of the risks as to what risks she is prepared to take to fix her body. And we were denied that. And we've been denied it for 7 years and it has to end.
And that's Una McCormack there with some really powerful advocacy. And Una, you've been speaking with a clinician about this as well.
Yes, Dr. Suzanne O'Sullivan is a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist and subspecialist urogynaecologist at Cork University Hospital. She's also the chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. She also sat on the HSE's vaginal mesh oversight group that I mentioned. And she also treats Liz Lenehan, the patient that we heard from earlier. Now, Suzanne says that it was appropriate, in her opinion, to pause the surgeries in 2018 to strengthen governance. But in her opinion, the problem is that there was no timeline placed on the pause, which has led to the situation today. She says that at the moment, there are around 240 women on a waiting list for mesh surgery in Cork, and one of them has been on the list for 493 weeks. Suzanne says that Irish women deserve to have the choice of what operation is best for them. And she says that the pros and cons of each treatment option are explained and a patient should be able to choose what is best for them.
We strongly feel that we need to get back to being able to provide international best practice care for all women in Ireland. The use of transvaginal mesh for prolapse surgery is really not going to be something we will be looking at. That's gone. But getting women the appropriate care for stress incontinence surgery is really important.
at the moment, the HSE is supporting some women to go abroad elsewhere in Europe to access That's mesh right. surgery for stress urinary incontinence, but they're not able to access it in Ireland at the moment. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, this is an appropriate and an internationally recognised, extremely appropriate, effective operation. And it is considered the gold standard treatment for stress incontinence surgery worldwide, with really good scientific evidence to support this. The fact that it's not being offered here yet, then Irish women really, in terms of the Assisted Decision Making Act and in terms of the Patient Safety Act, should be able to access this care if it is the right thing for them. And we're not able to do that at the moment. So having the treatment abroad scheme is only appropriate. Now, again, we want to be able to provide these procedures for women in Ireland. And again, when some women are going abroad, we can't stand over the governance procedures around this. We then would be looking after complications for specific maybe techniques or approaches to midurethral sling surgery that would not be our choice in Ireland. And that's a concern for us. So there are some tapes that we will not be using or recommending going forward. And women may end up going abroad and having those tapes done elsewhere. And we would be looking after the complications then. So we want to be able to not have women travel, not have women, have to go through the ordeal of that. And we want to be able to mind them and look after them from start to finish in our own services.
There are patients who were injured through mesh surgery in the past who feel very strongly that they would not like to see the pause on mesh surgery in Ireland being lifted. What would you say to them?
The group of women who've had complications as a result of mesh surgery are an incredibly important group. Their voice, their experience, and what has happened to them is very important to us and to our services and to how we provide care going forward. So their experience really matters. But there are two other voices in this story. There are the voices of women who've had successful surgery, the tens of thousands of women whose lives have been transformed. And there are the voices of women who have this devastating problem and who wish to access this surgery and who are unable to currently. And I would say to those women who've had problems is, we hear you, we're here for you, and we really want to do our best in terms of improving things as much as possible. But we also have to look after the women who want and need this surgery. Treating the women who need this surgery and want this surgery is a different question, is a different issue to looking after the women who've had complications. And we want to do our best for every group.
And that's Dr. Suzanne O'Sullivan there. What has the HSE unit said about a timeline for whether the pause on mesh surgery for stress urinary incontinence will be lifted?
Well, we had a statement and the statement says in 2023, the HSE established a national vaginal mesh implant oversight group to oversee vaginal mesh implants in HSE hospitals covering both primary implant surgery and complication services. The statement went on to say this group reviewed and assessed the implementation of the recommendations that were set out in the Chief Medical Officer's report and assessed the appropriateness of resuming urogynecological mesh procedures, cognizant of international developments and approaches in this complex area. The statement concluded that the HSE Oversight Group has submitted its report and that report is currently under consideration by the Department of Health.
Okay, Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed. You've been texting 51551 and listening to Una's report, and it seems quite simple, doesn't it, on the face of it? If you put in the resources and the checks and balances, just make the service available to women here. It's life-changing, according to Una McCormack on Una's report there. But some of your texts to 51551, just completed physio programme for the same with great success, says one listener. Another, these women are so, so brave to go abroad for stress urinary incontinence surgery. It should be provided to all women should they wish to have it. And one more, I had this surgery over 30 years ago and it changed my life for the better. You can text the programme 51551, as I say, and you can also email drivetime@rte.ie. Now, after the break, it seems that there's a huge chunk of us in society who are financially illiterate, and we'll look at that study after the break.